My name's Kimberly, and I'm founder of Who Get in the Early Years, which is an international hub for supporting early years teaching, training, and inspiration. And with all the work I do, I'm all about empowering early educators and parents to be the very best version of themselves by embracing the Scandinavian ways of living well, which are hygge and nature. So, welcome back to this week's podcast, where we're on to Wild Week number three, and we're focusing on bluebells this week. Hopefully, many of you have been out and about in your local area and seen bluebells popping up all over the place. We've been on lots of micro adventures in the last week or two and spotted bluebells everywhere, which has been really nice to see. So, people growing them in their gardens. We've been to some local woodlands and seen them. And then we've even been onto the moors and spotted some as well. So it's been great to see so many around, and that beautiful carpet of blue that they create, it really does feel magical. In fact, did you know that bluebells actually have some magical and mythical stories around them? So there are many folklore stories about bluebells that involve dark fairy magic. In particular, bluebell woods are believed to have been filled with fairy enchantments that would trap humans and leave them stuck there. So that's quite an interesting story to tell and share with young children, and talk about what stories they could make up about the bluebells. We quite like taking our little wooden peg dolls into the forest with us and just sitting amongst the bluebells and creating our own stories and seeing where these go. And one of the beautiful things about storytelling is that we as adults can just sit back and we can listen and we can hear these lovely stories unfold. We can also act as a little bit of a scribe, so we can write down how the story happens, the language that's used, and then we can read it back to the children at a later date or at a later point, and the children can then add things to the story. They can change things, they could include more detail, they could add some illustrations to go along with the story, and then you could even add some drama to it as well. When I worked as a reception teacher, we used to do this a lot, and we actually made up a class storytelling book of all the wonderful stories that were created outdoors in nature. And we did this as a practice because we wanted to really value the importance of storytelling and capture these magical creations that were made and share the art of storytelling with others as well, which is an art I feel that is getting lost. So let's bring it back. So back to bluebells a little bit more. In this week's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you some of the ways that you can think about bluebells at the moment, wherever you are. So the first idea that I want to share with you is to just head out on a walk. Try and visit some ancient woodland if you can, because visiting an ancient woodland where bluebells are growing is really good. Bluebells take a long time to grow, and so if you're seeing lots in the woodland you're visiting, it is a sign that it's an ancient woodland. So be on the lookout for them. And when you find them, take some time to just be still. Look all around at the beautiful shape of the flowers, the shape of the bell flowers, how on our native bluebells, not Spanish bluebells, but on our native bluebells, we can see that we've got six petals and they're all to one side of the bluebell. Try having a look on the underneath of the bluebell and see what creatures you can see on the underside of it. Are there any caterpillars hiding away? And one thing that we absolutely love to do is to take a walk to see them after the rain and just take in that smell that they've got on the forest floor. We can just be so curious about the bluebells and what's growing around them as well. They're often found next to wild garlic, which here in Yorkshire is just in abundance at the moment and lovely to smell, and forage when there's lots of it too. Now, the bluebells, as I've said already, they can promote that sense of storytelling in nature. They've got that lovely mythical magic to them, which is just a great invitation to create. It also offers a lovely invitation to paint as well. So if you are heading to the woods, don't forget to take along your watercolour paints. and offer an invitation to find and mix the shade of bluey violet together to try and find that correct shade of bluebell that you can see in front of you. You might decide to paint on little mini canvases. You might decide to paint onto a mirrored tray. We love using mirrors and taking these with us into the woods. Or you might decide to roll out a long roll of paper, the kind that you might have on an easel, and have lots of children working away, creating their bluebell artwork with watercolours or pastels in the middle of the woods. And then think of a way that you can display this as well. Now, if you are struggling to actually visit a bluebell wood, how about getting some bluebell bulbs and planting these in a glass jar to begin with? And looking at the roots that you can see and talking about what's needed to actually grow bluebells successfully. And then when they're big enough, you could plant these under the shade of a tree in your garden. These look beautiful as a carpet in your garden underneath a silver birch. Now, in the wild, it's actually illegal because bluebells are a protected species. So it's illegal to pick the flowers or pick the leaves or take the bulbs away of the wild growing bluebells. As I said, it can take a very long time for the bluebells to grow, maybe 5 to 7 years. They easily get trampled on as well, so we need to be really mindful of this when we're out and about looking at them. Yeah, we need to be careful with them. But if we grow them in our own garden, then this gives us a great opportunity to be able to observe them and enjoy them in our own space. Now, I talk a lot about movement opportunities and the importance of movement. So, this week I want to suggest that you climb up onto a tree or a rock and see the woodland from a different perspective. So, what do you notice when you're so high up? Can you sit and be really still and just see the insects that are visiting the bluebells? Or perhaps you notice that there's hoverflies, bees, or butterflies. And maybe just take a moment to practice an art of gratitude while you're up there, talking about how the bluebells are a great source of early food for those early pollinators in the spring, and what are the things we can be grateful for right now. So there you go. There's a little bit on bluebells for you for this week. Hopefully you're enjoying getting out and about locally as well and finding nearby nature to you and asking yourself where you are right now. What lives here? What's here in this moment of time? Whether you're by some wild water, you're looking out of your window, maybe you're in the wild grassland, or maybe you're in the city. And just really focus in on finding that nature where you are. For instance, the cuckoo is a summertime visitor to the UK, but it starts arriving from April onwards. And they don't spend very long here in the UK. If you're heading onto the moorland, try and listen out for them. They've got quite a distinctive bird call. And they're known for being quite cheeky. They like to lay their eggs in other birds' nests and then trick other birds to raise their chicks, which is something new I found out recently. Have a look out for cuckoos and see if you can spot or at least hear any. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. It's really lovely to have you here. As I've been talking this week, everything that I mention is in my Rewilding Your Wonderlist curriculum program. So do take a look at that if you would like some weekly downloads, if you would like to do some online classes on things like glimmers, finding your stillness, creating your wild nature environment, the role of the adult, how we can manage risk safely, because it's all there. It's been released in a drip format so that you don't have lots of information to take in all at once, and instead you can just take your time with it and do a new session and then reflect on it and think about how that can alter what you're doing already. Because often we consume so much information that we don't actually action any of it. And we know that taking actions is how we make change. And a big, big, big part of this course is about taking actions and making changes to create a more wilder future for our children. And so that the children and the adults that they become can get so many wonderful benefits of being outside, something that I worry is getting lost along our way. If you are listening to the podcast right now, you'll also be asking about my butterfly nature downloads as well. I've had lots of people ask about these. They have been added into our shop today. So if you head onto my website, www.whogetintheelliers.co.uk, and you head into the shop part of the website, you can download the butterfly downloads. So we've got our lovely illustrations here that have all been done in a special chalk paint. These look really good if you can print them onto watercolor paper. And then you can use them in your nature setups, or you can have them as a prompt in your backpack when you go for adventures. And I love to see how you're using all of these resources. So do tag me in them over on Facebook or Instagram. And there's also my blog as well, which has got lots of handy information for you and lots of useful articles. We've just released a new blog post this week, which is about 50 great nature-based books to take a read of. So see which ones you've read, which you've borrowed from the library, or maybe what you have at home. Okay, well, thank you so much. I hope you have a really lovely weekend. It's a bank holiday weekend for us here. As a family, we'll be heading off to a third birthday party this weekend and probably spending some more time just wandering on the moors, having some picnics, and just enjoying the beautiful spring weather, which seems to have arrived. Okay, well, have a good week. Bye.